This is the English summary of episode 69. The Korean episode comes with a transcript that's very complete and very accurate, so you can also study it in addition to listening to this summary. As always, the first segment is called 오늘의 한국말, Korean word of the day. Today, we talk about this Korean word called 마음. We Koreans use this word a lot. Here are some examples. 마음에 든다. You'd use it when you buy something you like because it looks good or is convenient or something like that. Another example is 마음이 쓰이다. It means we are worried about someone. For example, you have a college-age son and he's going to a university that's very far away from home. And you worry about all kinds of things, like, is it too cold there? Is he eating well? And so on. 마음이 쓰이다. Another one is 마음이 간다. It means to develop a romantic feeling for someone. Another one, 마음을 먹다. It means to decide to do something, like a New Year's resolution. You have decided to start working out or to start learning English or Korean. You can say 마음을 먹다 for things like that. And here's something very commonly used. 마음이 아프다. You're sad or hurt, or someone disappointed you, or something tragic happened. Then you say 마음이 아프다. So the word 마음 is used in many ways, and there's no suitable English translation for it. Maybe the word mind is pretty close, but there's a big difference between the two. Mind is in your head, but 마음 is in your heart. So words such as heart or feeling are much closer to 마음. But I would say it's not a good approach to learn its meaning. It's better to learn its usage instead. So think of 마음 as just 마음 and nothing else. Moving on to the second segment, 재미있는 한국 이야기, we talk about a Korean music genre called 트로트. Eunice tries to demonstrate how it sounds by singing the melody of a Korean trot song and then singing the melody of a non-trot song with the same lyrics. But it still doesn't convey the trot feeling because it's mostly in the accompaniment, not the melody itself. So we play the instrumental part of a trot song for a few seconds in the Korean episode so you get to hear the feeling. The genre originated from a Japanese music genre called Enka. Japan occupied Korea at the early 20th century, and a lot of Koreans listened to Japanese Enka songs at the time. So that's how it happened. And trot was also influenced by Western music, just a little bit. In the Korean episode, Eunice says trot was musically influenced by an American music genre called foxtrot, but after doing some research on my own, I have to say it's not correct. The name came from foxtrot for sure, but trot doesn't sound like foxtrot, so I would say, musically, there's no connection. Among all music genres in Korea, this is the one that's most different from Western music. Most of Korean music is influenced by Western music such as R&B and hip-hop, but trot has relatively little Western influence in it. So you can say it's the most Korean among all music genres popular in Korea. Trot singing style, for example, is definitely influenced by a Korean traditional music genre called pansori. But it doesn't mean it had no foreign influences whatsoever. As I said before, the early trot originated from Japanese enka, especially its umge, the musical scale. And we can't ignore the historical development in the later part of Joseon Dynasty, when Western things started to enter Korea, including Western music. And Koreans got exposed to Christian hymns by the missionaries, which became an important part of the musical foundation of trot. So trot was an amalgam of both traditional and foreign elements, just like jazz, which many would say is the most American of all music genres. Now, let's talk about the feeling of trot music. You'll know what it is only after listening to several songs because the genre is very diverse. Some are very sad and overly sentimental. Some are up-tempo and very danceable. I think in terms of the feeling, where trot is most different from other music genres in Korea is its humor, which is in the lyrics, the music, and also the outfit and facial expressions of the singer. Other genres don't have much humor in them. With trot, sad lyrics often get transformed into something funny. A Bindaetteok Man, an old trot classic, is a good example. Its lyrics go like, "You have no money? Then go home and just eat Bindaetteok. You can't afford eating at a restaurant, man." Yes, poverty is a sad subject, but when you listen to this song, it's more funny than sad. Now, let's talk about its place in Korean culture and society. The perception of it has been that it's old people's music. Eunice and I didn't listen to it, and neither did our friends. That's why when I was young, I sometimes wondered if this music would ever continue existing after my parents' generation passes away. But now there are young singers who sing in this style. In fact, some of the most popular singers in Korea are of this genre, like Im Young-un and Song Ga-in. There's even a trot competition, so I didn't need to worry, I guess. Moving on to the third segment, 깊은 얘기, deep talk. From this episode, we are going to be covering a new topic, which is 인간 관계, human relationships. 인간 is a synonym for 사람. But unlike 사람, which is a pure Korean word, 인간 consists of two Chinese characters. The first one, 인, simply means humans, person, people, etc. And 간, the second character, means between. So the root meaning of the word 인간 is between people. So even though this word is simply used as human or person, it has the meaning of relationship already built into it. The very first human relationship you form is with your mother. And then you have relationships with your family, and then with your neighbors, and then with your friends. When it comes to relationships, two of the most important events are A. Starting to go to school and B. Starting to work. Going through all of this, your relationship universe keeps expanding. Relationship is the most important element in our lives. More than anything, it determines how we feel and how happy or unhappy we are. This is what makes us upset or joyful, more so than how much money you make or what kind of job you have. For example, let's imagine these two people. The first one is someone with a lot of money, but with no close relationships. Whatever relationships he still has are broken ones. The second one doesn't have much money, but he is blessed with an abundance of happy relationships. The first one doesn't know what is missing, so he might think that his life is good enough. After all, you can't desire something you don't know. But the second one, when looking at the first guy, would notice exactly what the other guy is missing because he has it. That's the gist of what Eunice and I talked about. Now it's time for you to go listen to the Korean conversation multiple times. Again, it's episode number 69. All right? Have fun. Bye.